I see two different realms of reality, and I fit into both. I fit into spiritual, and I fit into business spiritual. And with that, like, what I found with the spiritual community, that they have, attained a sense of happiness and peace and contentment in this life. But then the business ones, the right ones, now I'm talking about the right ones, what I found is that they have had that same contentment. However, they have been able to make more impact on the spiritual side, right? We are like, oh, we just have to self-master and then everything will come to me, right? And I agree with that, of course. But how much of the time are we actually self-mastering, and how much of the time are we just drifting, hoping something will happen?
Mm.
And what I've learned is from the business side is actually by you taking the alignment and action and actually doing and stepping out of your comfort zone and coming from an energy of I have, I am, in that process of who I'm becoming, like because I've applied to myself, that's when things have really changed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think in either state we stay just in, oh, I'm complete abundance and love the whole time. And that's fine. But I would rather in those other states be taking aligned action, not from a place of lack, not from a place of I'm just doing it because I don't know what to do and think, mm-hmm. connecting to the divine, listening to the intuitive nudges, and then taking the aligned action, and then seeing the manifestations. And I do believe manifestation to some degree in this 3D reality, it comes to us, but we have to be in the vibrational alignment to receive it. Now, the people that are just in meditation, they may in that etheric realm be ready, but then when they are experiencing in the 3D, their nervous system can't handle it, because it's just like, what, going from never speaking to in front of anyone to then being in front of thousands of people. Even that's a part of like why I did the meditation, was like preparing myself in my energetic field. So that's like, I'm trying to find the fine balance between the two, because I did that other way for so long.
I mean, I know what you're like. In the spiritual, like, I feel if one person is really in the state of I am,
mm-hmm.
he becomes a prayer in action.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It's about being a prayer in action.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Christ came here and he needed a few years of preparation, of knowing himself. You know, and everyone will be like, well, when are you going to do it? Like, it's in the Bible, like, are you going to... It's like, I'm just, you know, finding the I am. Because in the I am, in the wholeness, in the true wholeness. No, I'm in my room and I do some affirmations, like, I'm abundant. I am a Buddha. Because there is like, you don't need to say I'm abundant, because that's still coming from lack. It's just like, I am, you know. Like, I'm abundant, that means that I am not as well, right?
Mm.
Like, but if abundant is all that is, I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, when I feel wholeness, you just take action.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's, you just connect with God, and God wants you to, you know, if you find the I am, the freedom, he will put you into the space,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's not like, okay, so this guy has figured it out, I'm going to keep him here and meditating in the cave?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I'm going to move him.
Yes.
But it's really important, the self-mastery, because if you prioritize the taking action and the vision, then that's all energetics. Like, you're going to speak to 50,000 people about the I am, but then you're not feeling it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, I'm not speaking about you. It's like, I'm trying to figure it out, this balance that we're speaking, because I feel that in the spiritual communities there is no taking action, because I feel there is some not wholeness yet.
Mm-hmm.
And in the business realm is the same, that they are taking action, but there is no wholeness in the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And here there is wholeness in the prayer, but not wholeness in the action.
Yes.
So like, how to be a prayer in action, God in action, you know? And it's like, again, accepting that abundant in terms of money is, it's amazing, mm-hmm. and it will allow us to bring our message.
Yeah.
And if it's meant to be, it will be from the state of I am. Mm-hmm. And the I am will make you move, always.
Yeah.
Right? But we're not moving from the space of, I need to prove myself. So if I speak to 50,000 people, that's it. Mm-hmm. No, it's like, like I know I'm speaking already to thousands because I'm like in one-on-one I'm speaking with people that, you know, I know that speaking with you, it will make an impact in many people. So we are already doing that. It's just the trick of the mind that wants to see all of them there, but it's already happening. You know, like in the future, so you're already doing it, and maybe you're speaking about something that is here. So you're already speaking to thousands. Like, think about it. Like, you have shifted and helped many people. And these people is influencing hundreds, each one of them. So you're already doing it. You know what I mean? So that self-trust comes from, oh, but I've been already doing it. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's nothing I need to shift. I'm just in the I am, doing what I'm meant to be doing now. From freedom, from liberation, and everything is coming to me, because I'm a prayer in action. You know, I go to work and I speak with clients and I write and I, you know, it's like I still do things, but just from there I am. When I'm not feeling whole is when I'm like, maybe I need to go to Guatemala. You know what I mean? But when I was in wholeness in Spain, I was like, yeah, let's write this book. Because I was feeling like, yeah, okay, like, I will sit and God will write, you know? So it's like, it's there. We're already doing it. You know, like, we can trick ourselves so much, but I know exactly what you mean. Like, I work in the same realms. I would say you are more experienced in the business realm, obviously. And I feel I need to be more in the spiritual vibe community, because then when we come together, we're able to, you know?
Merging the two worlds, and we're even offering each other's codes to each other to then like integrate within ourselves to then take back there
fully, like you like since yesterday, like I'm like, once he leaves I'm gonna clear the land and keep writing the book, and that I'm writing now, we need that because it's true, the five people that you surround yourself with, they are your highest mirrors, kind of thing. And I was reflecting when I was speaking with you. It's like, wow, I was missing this fresh air of not being the one always like, come on, guys, let's do this, you know? Like, no, suddenly it's like, my vision, okay. Someone that is like, come on, you know? So it's important. It's important.
It's so, so important, for sure. And that's why I'm so selective now of the five that I have. And yeah, it's like really just fine-tuning the energy of the two. That's really what it is. It's being able to bring the two worlds together, the best of the two worlds, and really focusing and being intentional about not moving from the old self to the new, the higher self, just embodiment of the higher self, the wholeness, the abundance in every moment. And letting that guide me, and letting that even dictate my thoughts and my whole being. And even the nudges, the intuitive nudges that I have. But yes, 100%, I do believe from what I've seen, taking that action. Life doesn't happen to you, it happens through you. As you, for you, and then to you, because it is you. But the paradox is there. So like, that's why I'm trying to bridge the formula so I can teach people
it's
that.
It's bridge the formula,
Because there, I can see they're obviously doing something right, because they are creating. There is something in that formula that is correct, and something in this formula that is correct too. So let's bring the two together.
Because they both reject each other.
Yeah.
They are both in the same wound of believing they are separated from each other.
Yes.
They are separated from God.
Yes.
So again, comes back to connect people to God again.
Yeah.
It's easier than we think. Like, Christ will come to people and he will just remind them, like, you are love. And people that is psychotic or whatever, they are like, well, what? Yeah, you are love. You're not a mistake. And you're perfectly as God created you. And just that, all stories just like, you know, it's the truth. It just removes the veil of illusion.
And you know what it is? It's like with Christ, like as you were saying that, what I was feeling was in that moment to have that much power to completely dissolve illusion. He's actually fully not even, he's, so people say be present, right? But then people also say create the vision of your future. Use your imagination because it's a portal to the quantum reality that you desire. So what is truth? Because when you think about the vision, it's in the future. typically that's what they think, but it's actually about bringing the vision into the now in every single moment and being so present in that, regardless of what you see in the external. The external is just a mirror and a reflection of the old self. So should we really be in the external? No.
You're never in the external if you're present.
And should we really be present in the external? No. That's the issue. That's what people, I think, have wrong in the spiritual community. It is, we should be present in our knowing of what we truly desire, which remove the desire because I am what I truly am, which is whatever you...
I am the desire.
And desire, I don't think, is bad. The issue is the wanting of desire. That's what creates suffering. So God had the desire for us to be here. So we have the desire, but then as soon as we have the desire, we already am. So being in the I am state, and so for me, what is my vision? It is to change people's lives, transform them to realize their God self by speaking in front of thousands of people and doing my music. So I have to be that version in the here and now and keep seeing that. And then when I do speak to people, it's really just doing what Jesus does, which is fully be in the presence of that knowing of whatever he wants to see for that person become alive within themselves, not the external reality that's appearing, because that's just an allusion to the old self.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like if I see the truth of who I am, I will see you the truth of who you are. And because this is my universe, as that is your universe,
yes,
as the king of my universe, I'm choosing like to see who I really am. So then when I see it in the other, they shift it. You know, and that's what you do as well. You're so certain of what you are. That is like, we could say like, yeah, I was just, you know, like telling them some patterns and stuff, but it's not that what is shifting them. It's your certainty of your unconditional love. What, like, it doesn't matter what you say. Like, sometimes people tell me like, wow, I don't know what you say, but I feel it. You know, because you have that as well. You speak and it's like, you speak from unconditional love and people just feel it.
Because unconditional love, when you speak from that, what is that? That is truth.
Yes,
that is
exactly.
The highest truth.
It's like,
so you can't actually say wrong when you speak unconditional love, because that is the truth of the universe.
Exactly. Exactly. And it just removes all illusion.
Yeah.
Like, it's so like, you know, like we could create all these therapies and stories, but in the end it's just like, what I am is what you are. And I know it and I feel it. So then it's like, woof. Just the heart is just doing that, and the other person is like, wow, I don't know what you say, but yeah. You know?
Because it goes past the logical mind. It goes into the etheric body.
Yeah. When we were speaking yesterday and just now, it's like, you know, like we could trick ourselves with these words like responsibility or I have to, I should do. This is just program of feeling in lack, so I need to step into it. No, it's like from this space I do.
I do.
I'm a being that is doing. I am acting in love. I don't have to do love. You know what I mean? And you know, when we were saying about speaking to thousands, like when I was speaking with you in the room, it could feel like we are just speaking alone. But I was just already seeing like two microphones and thousands. Just like it's already happening.
Yeah.
It's just the confirmation that will happen, but this is happening here. And because she is the witness of the whole universe and in oneness, everyone is receiving this conversation. She acknowledging men right now is doing it for all women, in all men. So again, self-mastery, like the bow of the bodhisattva is like, I enlighten myself, like I realize I am love for the well-being of everyone. So it's like everyone receives your vibration. Always. So it's like the impact is already there, but it's just you being who you are.
And they say, if you want to change the world, you have to change yourself.
The revolution is here.
The revolution is within.
Finding heaven within.
Yes.
And then everything is heaven.
Yes.
Like, and then we stop seeing people or clients or people that want our guidance as victims. And we are the saviors. You know, I don't want to speak to 50,000 because I'm the savior. You know, I just want to finger the light. Show them what's the light. through me being me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, okay, I will help you guys to get out of that. Because
mm-hmm.
again, it could be leaking so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and what we were saying is like, we're coaching and like, we're bringing people out of the hole, but then they come in again because they're meant to be there.
Mm.
So like, how can we stop this game of save your victim? Because
mm-hmm.
helping them disempower them.
Mm.
Like, how can I be my full self and they can just fully be like, wow, that's possible. You know, like Christ. It's like, it's not like I'm the savior. It's like, I am a man like you.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's by, you say, taking action. When we see it, when I see you doing it, it's like, I can't believe on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do it already,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, I see you
mm-hmm.
doing it and speaking up. And I don't need to see you in front of 5,000 to know the trust that you have in unconditional love. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I get it. Okay. Let's keep doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think the best way is just the being the embodiment. It comes again back to self. We think we have to keep turning to the external. No, it's just the embodiment.
Exactly.
If you be the example and see that within the other, either through just energy, vibration, words, whatever it may be, then and see it with such certainty, then they will see it within themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's truth, and yeah. whether they are open or not, that it would have had an effect to some degree,
yeah.
and that's what they needed at that time.
Yes.
And as you said, like when we were speaking
yeah,
yesterday
no.
and right now, it's having that knowing and that belief in this very moment that we are not just speaking to each other.
Oh, I see them. I see
the whole world. Are so many people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people all around us. And being in that vision, being in that knowing, not letting the external influence what we feel and see,
mm.
we determine the external by what mm. we feel and see and have in our vision, and be so present with that vision.
Yeah.
That is where the presence should be. To listen to the rest of the podcast, you can access it through the Become Your God Self membership, where you'll also find guided meditations, identity upgrade activations, subconscious reprogramming recodes, and coaching workshops, where you will be guided and taken through an experience of removing the layers of conditioning, the conditioned self, the fear, the lack, the I am not enough. The self that was put on you by your environment, by society, to dissipate that, dissolve that, and come back to your essence, who you truly are, your higher self, your God self, and let that self emerge as you, because that is your truth, to then live out your dream reality, to live out what you were born to create. Live as a limitless self. So, to transform even further, join the Become Your God Self membership on www.shandydungana.com, and it's spelled shandydhungana. And I'll leave the details in the show notes. And you can find Siddhartha on his website and on his socials, spelt SiddharthaSananda. Looking forward to the next podcast.